Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have, goodness me, Roger Schmidt, Drew Sherman, Sam Faustine, and Trevor Wiest, all here because music and live shows are coming back to Sitka. There's a live concert happening this weekend, a tribute to Van Halen. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me this morning. So, Roger, why don't we start off with you? You're the head honcho over there at Fine Arts Camp. Why were you the one, or who made the decision that it's time, we need to have some live experiences back in Sitka?
I think the decision was made by the incredible work of Search and White's Pharmacy. I don't mean that they made the decision to make this concert, but they're the heroes for bringing our community back to some sort of normalcy. I think that our organization shut down all sort of our mission-driven work, our artistic work, without outside of a smattering of some online activities. We've been just waiting and waiting to see if there's some way to bring live shows back to mm-hmm. our community. And then, of course, the camp in the summer. When the vaccine rollout started, I remember it was December 24th. We got a call at our house to let us know that my mother-in-law, who's in her 80s, was qualifying for a shot on December, I think it was the day after Christmas, which was the best Christmas present any of us could have got. I think at that point, we really started realizing that there might be some opportunity ahead of us where we could start doing what we care about. Eddie Van Halen died in November. He's known as, you know, one of the all-time greatest guitar players in rock and roll history. The Van Halen band is one of the top five recorded bands in America. They have more awards and on and on. I was listening to Eddie Van Halen's I was listening to Van Halen right after I heard the announcement of his death. I grew up listening to Van Halen like so many of us do, whether we're conscious of it or whether, like me, I had the albums and studied them and geeked out on them. And I called my good friend Joe Montagna, who is I knew is an absolutely rabid Van Halen fan. And I know, you know, as a young kid, he had learned note for note all of Van Halen's music on the guitar. I called him, music blaring in my stereo. His music was blaring. Joe was crying. Joe was, you know, this was, and I realized that, you know, this is, for our next tribute show, we've got to do Van Halen. The other thing about Van Halen for us is that it's absolutely just about, I call it unpretentious rock. It's just rock and roll, fun rock and roll. It just feels like the great, you know, great music to sort of slowly start reopening Sitka. It's for our first live show and one of the few live shows that's happening anywhere in the country, honestly.
And it's not just open the doors, let the masses come in. This is still being done with caution. Before you we went on air, you mentioned that it's still going to be following some of like the CDC's recommendations for how to do things safely. So you're still going to have everyone's wearing masks, going to have assigned seating with some space between. And then you're even doing discounts for folks with proof of vaccination as well.
Yeah, if you bring a vaccine card, we'll give you $5 off of your ticket. We'll just give you cash right there. It's our way to thank you for helping us get back to our business. And I think, you know, we're still asking people to wear a mask, follow the CDC recommendation, because we don't want to undo the great work that our health providers are doing in our community. So we'll ask everybody to, you know, follow that plan.
Right on. So for some of the magic that's happening on stage, for folks who in the last couple of years have gone to see Pink Floyd or Queen, you guys put on a pretty fine show. So this has been something that's been in the works for a little while now. Drew, Trevor, Sam, what kind of stage experience are we going to be having? Is this a full blown welcome back to rock and roll? What can we expect? Drew, why don't we start with you?
So every time we do one of these shows, we want to make it better than the last one. So we pulled out all the stops. We had a lot of construction happening, a lot of building happening, a lot of painting. And we're hoping to shock and awe people when they walk in the pack to see this stage set up. So.
Right on. And I'm assuming, like, you guys also have great stage presence. Sam, I think of you for that. we're going to have costumes and everything as well. Like, what kind of visual experience are we having here?
Oh yeah, we're, you know, despite that we're only selling 25% of the house, we're going to come in 100% energy and intensity and rock and roll. So it's going to be a party. We're going to give it our all.
Excellent. And you're saying, so yeah, 25% capacity, that only doesn't mean only 25% of the normal audience can experience this show. This will still be streamed online so people can rock out in their own living room as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So for you guys, for the musicians who are playing, is Roger had mentioned like Joe being someone who had learned Eddie's music like note by note. I'm assuming you guys are probably have been fans as well. Is there any song that you are particularly excited to get to play, to channel Van Halen?
Yeah, I mean, all the tunes are great. Like, there's memories kind of with all each of the tunes from each different album. Unchained is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. As a band, I think that just has a lot of energy, and it's fun to play on guitar. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of fun to try to like get the similar tone that he had on those old records too, and try to get his vibe down. I think I remember like the first time hearing like Eruption on the radio, and I was like, what the heck? How does anyone play that before I played guitar? It was like, yeah, so it's fun to try to recreate some of those moments and then see how it translates live too. Mm-hmm.
And for the music you're playing, this isn't going to be a full album done like was happening with Pink Floyd. This is going to be a greatest hits, if you will.
Kind of. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, I suppose like you think of like greatest hits, but we're kind of thinking just like a concert. So there's kind of the main tracks that you'd hear on the radio, but then there's some like more B-side stuff in there too that are kind of more for Van Halen fans stuff as well.
Awesome. So for
we were able to mix in the hits with songs that are meaningful to each of us, and I gotta tell Sitka that we are blessed to have a guitarist like Trevor Wiest. He is off the chain. Really special opportunity to watch him play these Eddie Van Halen songs. Not many guitarists can play these songs. So come see Trevor shred.
So aside from the magical experience that is seeing Trevor Wiest play, who else is going to be joining you guys on stage? We have you, Sam, Drew, and Trevor. Who else are we going to be swooning over for these concerts?
We got Ed Littlefield on drums. We got Robert Flights on keyboards and synthesizers. We have Jen Reed on vocals and Joe Montagna on guitar and vocals.
Right on. So some of that core crew back in action.
Yep. Yeah.
And like Sam, you're coming in from out of town. A couple folks are coming in to Sitka for this experience. You guys are really pulling out all the stops. So like, what has it been like for you guys? Just the experience of so many of us have been just in our houses all the time. How is it feeling actually kind of shaking the dust off it and getting back into the performance mindset? What's that been like?
Feels good, baby. It's good to be back on stage with the boys. I miss them so much during the year. We had a couple other shows planned. We were hopefully maybe doing some more Queen. It just feels so good to get out there and have a high intensity energy show like Van Halen. Yeah, really, really special every time we come to Sitka, but even more special this time for sure.
Excellent. Well, goodness, we are unfortunately running out of time this morning. To go over the nitty-gritty details again, for those who want to see this show live in person, the magic unfiltered through a screen, you can buy your tickets online at fineartscamp.org/shows. And you guys had mentioned it's only about 25% capacity, so our tickets are going fairly quick. So this is something that people should do sooner rather than later. Is that also the same place for folks to get the link for the online portion as well?
Correct. Yep. It's on that same page.
Excellent. And the show is happening this Saturday, the 27th. Show is happening at 7 p.m. When will doors be opening?
usually about 6:30.
Okay. All right. And it's,
I would mention too about those tickets. I think we have 20 left. So if you're interested, I would recommend, like, while you're listening to this radio show, go buy your tickets.
Yeah.
They'll be gone by the end of the day.
Which is so awesome to hear, to have talking about music back in Sitka, live in the flesh. So thank you all of you for joining me this morning. Break a leg. It's going to be a great show. Tribute to Van Halen happening at the Performing Arts Center and at a computer screen near you. fineartscamp.org/shows to get tickets. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.